Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
In time for the latest from Dominique Doe Jones from the group Forever Jones. This is her latest, Give Thanks on Real Gospel. Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am so honored and so glad to welcome back to my show. She does not remember that she was with me one time before in the past, but last time she was with her family, Forever Jones, the family band. But now she's stepped out on her own. I'm talking about Dominique Doe Jones. Welcome to Real Gospel, Dominique.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Now, Dominique, your name, your first name is very easy for me to remember, and that is because one of my favorite basketball players growing up was Dominique Wilkins. Have you ever heard of him?
Really? Yes, I have. And there's actually another a rising star named Dominique Jones.
So maybe
I should have gotten into basketball. I'm not sure.
I think your career is going to last a lot longer. How about that?
In music, okay.
Yes, indeed. Well, say, listen, it's an honor to have you with us, and I'm loving your music and your family. Just sort of and terms that we use in media, you all seem to have came out of nowhere. Although we know that you all have been working, doing your thing, and traveling and making music for a very long time on your own. But for the gospel industry, it seemed like you just took the gospel industry by storm a few years ago. And so I got an opportunity to speak with you all as a group a few years back. But of course, you've done so many interviews. You know, little people like me, you know, we sort of fall by the wayside. Just, you know, but you're not little. So for the people who don't know who Dominique Doe Jones is, talk to us, inform us. Somebody just found Jesus Christ and got saved yesterday, and they heard your song. Yeah. And they say, I like that song. Who is that young lady? So talk to us. Who is Dominique?
Dominique, or Doe Jones, is just a worshiper at heart. You know, I sang with my family. I sing with my family. We're known as Forever Jones. And, you know, the Lord has released me to do some things as an individual. And so I'm recording right now and releasing music and just giving the world what God's placed on my heart. And there's songs of surrender, there's songs about God's presence, and everything that I release, I want them to draw people's attention to the Father, to the Father's love, to the Holy Spirit, and to Jesus.
Amen. Well, what was it like growing up? I mean, where are you all from, and were you always in church?
Yes, actually. Can you tell by the way I'm talking? No, I am. Yeah, I grew up in, when I was 15, we left Yakima, Washington, from the Pacific Northwest all the way down to Shreveport, Louisiana. And so we've been in Louisiana for about 13 years. My dad was a pastor of a church in Yakima, so I am a PK. And he's on staff here at Shreveport Community under Pastors Denny and Deonza Duran. And so I also help out here as much as I can, and then I taught at a high school for a little bit. I taught worship classes, and so everybody has their own individual desires and passions. But you know, when it's time, we come back together as a family, and then as individuals, we go out and do our own thing. Yeah, I'm 28. I went to college. I finished, got 3 degrees, and just living my life. The best way I know how, taking it, you know, one day at a time.
Amen. So I was never going to ask you your age, but, you know, I guess the listeners, I guess maybe you felt in your spirit that they were kind of trying to understand how old you are, trying to figure it out. But you shared that with us. So you said that you have 3 degrees. What advice can you give college students now who are struggling with trying to find their identity, struggling with their relationship with the Lord, and also secularism with their friends, and the multiplicity of issues that faces a college student?
Yeah, you know, I'm just going to talk to them as if they're listening right now. Well, they are. So you're going to have your own experience with God, and you can't just base it all upon knowledge. You know, like you can't just base it all upon, well, I read the book and I believe the story. You need to have your own relationship and experience with God, because no professor can argue. No intellectual professor can give you an argument that can cause you to be shaken in your belief about God, because you've not only read about him, but she's experienced him. And so that's the main thing that I would encourage them to do. The next thing is this. You know, college, sometimes there are going to be points where you're going to learn more about yourself than you do the subject that you're studying. And it grows your character and your work ethic. So just keep putting one foot in front of the other until you get to the finish line. If you just keep moving forward, one of these days you're going to find yourself at the end of this journey, and you're just going to be glad that you finished. Just stay in the fight. You're going to have lonely days. You're going to have days where you want to go out and do certain things, and you know that they wouldn't be beneficial to you as an individual. But I promise you that if you're faithful in this season to make good choices and just to follow God, to stay connected, to stay in a church, you're going to be happy. You can't escape pain, but only one road ends in God's faithfulness. And that is the road of being obedient and just trusting God. It's all going to work out. Too much pressure is put on a lot of millennials to have it all figured out. And a lot of people, too much pressure to have it all figured out. But you're not God, and there's no way that you can have it all figured out. But you can hear God's voice, and that's what you need to pursue in this season of your life, is finding God's voice, hearing God's voice, deciphering which voice is your own, which one is His. Just keep moving forward. Stay encouraged. You know, when you fall and mess up, ask God to forgive you. Get back up. Surround yourself with strong friends and keep moving forward.
Wow, you brought a word just now. Are you preaching anywhere these days?
Sometimes I do. I sing and speak whatever. You know, whatever doors the Lord opens,
okay.
I say yes. Of course, I'm more comfortable singing.
for now. Yeah, for now.
Right,
you keep speaking
now.
Like that. Yeah, you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. So listen, I am definitely loving the new song, which is called Give Thanks. And so what was the inspiration for you to begin to pen your own music?
Well, for that song, I will have to say that that song is actually a testimony for me, word for word. You know, the chorus says, when I was trapped on every side in the valley, you heard me. You brought me to a spacious place on the mountain. You are with me. I literally was. I was in a low, 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 low place. I battled with depression. There were things that weren't working out. And here I was following God and trying to do everything right and trying to hear God's voice and follow it. And it just seemed like every time I followed God, I wasn't rewarded for it, but I felt like I was punished for it. And that every season was a new season of testing, that, you know, I was like, where's my season of reward, God? And I just remember God coming through in that season and pulling me through when I just wanted to sit there and die, you know. I just remember God pulling me through, and there was a moment when I realized exactly who God had been for me in that season and what He had done, and I had a thankful heart, and that changed my perspective on life and on where I was, and I was able to see things differently and love people differently, and so that song is a testimony of just the goodness of God. It's not Christian lingo, you know, it's actually a scripture, and I hadn't even read that scripture yet. It just came out of the overflow of my heart. I'm sure at some point in time I had read over it years ago, I don't know, but, you know, that scripture, it just flowed out of my heart in that moment of realization that God's been good to me. If I'm still breathing, that means that God's plan is still active, and I am so thankful for His life, and for His love, for His presence, where there's a fullness of joy. And so that song was birthed out of a moment like that. And I thought, man, this has to get on the record, because if this is my testimony, that means it's going to set some other people free. And so I went home, I recorded it, and we put it out.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. So yeah, birth out of personal testimony. And you said something that I found to be very insightful and very encouraging to the people who are listening to you right now. And you, the D word, depression, because many of us who believe in Christ, we go through moments of depression and moments of doubt. And oftentimes, yes, because of our challenge to keep the faith, every time we go to worship, it doesn't seem like we should be ever depressed, but we have those issues. Can you speak a word to people who might be battling with depression right now?
Yes, I can. You know, when I was in that, and it's so funny because I'm a pastor's kid, I grew up in church. I know how to slap the smile on. I know how to talk so that people think that I'm doing well. I know how to post a highlight reel on social media so that my life looks like it's saved, sanctified, and holy and joyful. But in the privacy of my life, I was battling with depression. And, you know, that season drove me to my knees. It drove me to a place and a position and a posture of seeking God. And during that time, I realized that I had put some other things in the front seat and God's presence and hearing his voice in the back seat. And I'm not saying that God made these things happen, but he allowed them to happen, and he used them to draw me back to a place that I should have been in the first place, you know, a place of protection. And the Lord gave me in that season the scripture, Psalm 16, the entire chapter. And I remember just reading it about how the Lord is my portion, and that he wasn't going to let me die here, and that the fullness of joy is in your presence, and eternal pleasure is at your right hand. And I continued to speak that over myself, and I just continued to live my life. Don't ever let depression or doubt silence you, because when it does, that means the devil has won. If he can get you to close your mouth and stop worshiping and stop doing what you're created to do, then he's won. Instead, ask God, why do you have me here, and what am I supposed to learn from this moment? Because you need to make sure that when you leave that season of depression, you leave with more than you went into it with. You know, depression is a real thing. It hurts physically. It doesn't just hurt spiritually or mentally. It hurts physically. It takes a toll on your body. Stress is not good for your physical body. We know that. But I'm telling you right now that if you allow it to drive you to a place of seeking God and waiting on him and allowing him to heal you, then you're going to leave with a testimony, and you're going to leave with something that's so powerful that it breaks depression off of other people. And, you know, you hear so many people say that what you're going through, you know, you're going through it for other people. And that just means that when you come out, there's somebody else that needs to hear your story that may not make it out without your story. You know, they need what you're going to learn this season. They need to hear about how you made it, and they need to know that you did make it. You know, so I know I'm just going on a rabbit trail, but gosh, when you're there, it's such a hopeless place. You know, it's such a place of darkness, and it's such a time of testing. But I just want to encourage you, the fullness of joy is in the presence of the Lord. You know, joy is not happiness. It's not based on happenstance. So it has no connection to what's going on in your life. It's completely based and rooted in God, and that's what he wants to give you in this season. You stay there. Don't get discouraged. Stay at the feet of Jesus. Don't isolate yourself. Stay around people. You know, this is not a time for you to go hide in a hole in a dark place until you can get yourself together. Rub shoulders with people. Allow people to be in your life. Don't keep this a secret. I'm saying a lot right now, but I just feel like you need to hear it. You know, just stay in the fight, and God's going to bring you through.
Amen. You spoke a word. That's what this is all about. That's what
Amen.
This is all about. And thank you, because somebody just overcame by the power of your testimony just now.
Hallelujah.
Just want to let you know that. We've been speaking Amen. With the one and only Dominique Doe Jones. Her latest song is called Give Thanks. And we thank you for joining us on Real Gospel. Tell everyone how they can find out more about you and your music.
Yes, you guys can go get my music off iTunes, Google Play, on any digital distribution platform. Just type in Doe, D-O-E, Give Thanks. And also you can go to my website, and that's D-O-E, DoeForeverJones.com. I have blogs on there where I'm talking about some of these things that we discussed today. And sometimes I'll post my music up there first before it's even on iTunes. And there you can also find out what I'm doing. I'm actually about to go to Southeast Asia in 2.5 weeks. Yeah, to take the message of Jesus over to Cambodia. and Vietnam and Singapore, and so I'm really excited about that. You guys keep me in your prayers. And I also sell, you know, t-shirts with that have to do with the thankful heart and just whatever. Whatever I'm doing is all on my website, GoForeverJones.com.
Amen. And we speak blessings, safe travel, yes, and the anointing, yes, of the Lord with you as you go on your travels, all right?
Thank you so much.
All right, Dominique Doe Jones, thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Oh, thank you, X. It's so good to be here. God bless you guys.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Real Gospel with the X-Man is being brought to you by Real Child Support. Kids should never get caught in the middle of adult situations. Kids pay the price when relationships don't work out. The person with the credible facts and resources on their side, farewell. No child support issue is too large or too small for us. We're your vetted place to find DNA testers, detectives to help you locate that impossible to reach co-parent and parenting classes. Not receiving your proper visitation? Get information on how to lower your child support. Are you receiving too little in child support? We've helped countless people with their child support needs. Become a member and discover why so many people have armed themselves with knowledge of the child support system to effectively and efficiently change their lives for the better. Join Real Child Support and have the information you need for the benefit of your children at your fingertips. Go to realchildsupport.com.